Mishachin is discussing the din in the Gemara that if it's Pogim, that it's Osir. So we had a machlokes with the Shach and the Prichodesh, and we'll be discussing the details. So I mentioned that the Prima Godim comments in this Shach that this whole din is only Midirabbanan. So you should know, Stam, that's the Prima Godim style. And every single Shaila, the first question he asks is whether it's Deraisa Midirabbanan, and if it's Deraisa, where is the Pasuk? Where was it learned out from? And whatever he does now with Pasuk for, he'll tend to knock it down to become a din Midirabbanan. One of the Talmidim pointed out that in the Badei HaShulchan he quotes that others disagree with this Prima Godim. They think that it is Deraisa. I remember when we learned here a day, we had the impression that it was a din Deraisa, this din Pogilus of Ishbiach, Ishbiach of Sav Pogim. But the Prima Godim claims that he has Mekairis from the Torah Sabais and the Berak Abbas. Okay, so that's a question. Yesterday we left off in the middle of Siv Zayin. Chimim Bomayim, whenever you have a Trefa Kli, if 24 hours go by since you cook the treifus in it, then you cook kosher food. So the Gemara says that there shein it b'asen is nesin tam l'gam, and that's a machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, whether nesin tam l'gam is muta rasa, and halachic Reb Shimon nesin tam l'gam is muta. That's sifhei, and nesin tam l'gam is muta. What exactly does it mean k'der shein it b'asen? So that was a machlokes. So we passed in 24 hours. There was one opinion in Tesis, a long Tesis on Amar Aleph. And the end of Maseches of the Rizor, what that is, Rayin Zayinam and Aleph. So Tosis has one opinion that you don't need the Chof Dalet choice. All you need is Linas Laila. And then there's a further discussion in the Rishon, what does it mean Linas Laila? Does it mean Kol HaLaila? From before the Shkia till after Alos HaShachar? Maybe Sof HaLaila, here Reb Shlomo Eger on the side of Siv Zayin. When the Mechaber quotes that opinion about Lina Slilus and the Gilyam Ashur, he refers it to the Rosh and the end of Avodah Zarah. Maybe Sofa Laila is enough. If you cook the Trefus at the 2 o'clock in the morning, then you had Alos HaShachar, because the Tosus learned it out. Tosus learned out this idea that Lina Slilus makes it into Nais and Tamil Gam from the Din of Lina. Din of Lina depends on Alos HaShachar. What in the world does Lina have to do with Nais and Tamil Gam? Because the Losh and HaMishnah is to Ubud Sarasai. The eighth in the base has straight for the dinners. If you have a carbon that's possible, so there's a mitzvah to burn it. Sraftim as ha-noisa bo'esh, and not only noiser, pigal, tomei, all psula and mekdoshim, you have to burn. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. So that's only if the psula is begufoy. If the carbon itself, the flesh, is possible. Pigal, noiser, tomei, the psula is good. What if the psula is bebailim, bedama, bebailim? The carbon per se, there's nothing wrong. When you did the shchitas ha-carbon and you did the kabbalah sadam, all the dam spilled on the floor. You never did kabbalah sadam. So the flesh per se is kosher. The only thing is, it's impossible to do Kabbalah Saddam, to do Zrika Saddam, because he never did Kabbalah Saddam. He did Kabbalah Saddam, the dam was Nishpach. So it's impossible that it was a Nivla. If Nishpach, they can pick it up again from the floor, then do the Zrika. Is Nishpach on the floor and it got washed away? Or let's say the carbon per se is kosher, but the psul and the bilim is tomei. Let's say brought a carbon Pesach, and all the bilim are tomei. But the carbon per se is a kosher carbon. No one's allowed to eat it. So, in Mela it's going to become Nivsal Belina. But the Mishnah says, Tuubat Sarasa, then the Yates of the Beis HaSrefi. You don't burn it right away, you only burn it right away when it's a Psul Begufoy. When it's a Psul Bedam of a Bailim, so the Mishnah says, you wait, so the Pashab Shat, you wait till it becomes Nivsal Belina. Tuubat Sarasa, the Yates of the Beis HaSrefi. Some Mishanim say that that's not what it means. That's a question what that means also, Tuubat Sarasa. Some Mishanim say, even if it's a kachim kalim and it doesn't become nifsal until shnei yam and v'layla echad, still, if you wait till tubat zaras, wait overnight, you can burn it. That's a surprising sheet and rishanim. Poshim pshat tubat zaras means you wait till it becomes nifsal belina. When it becomes nifsal, now it's psula begufa. Now the gufa carbon is possible. So the Mishnah uses an expression, a terminology, tubat zaras, to describe psulina. So why is it got ibutzura means when you have a piece of flesh and you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month. And it becomes spoiled, and it becomes rotten, and starts to decompose. That's called the Ibutsura. So the Mishnah refers to Linas Lailo as Ibutsura. So they said, you see that it's nice and Tam Levgam with the Linas Lailo. So we don't really paskin like that. We paskin 24 hours. But we consider it a Sofik. We do consider this in the back of our minds. We consider it a Sofik. What's an Afkamina? We consider it a Sofik if it'll be mitzarf with another Sofik. We'll declare that it's a Sveik Sveik Lekuba. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you another suffix. Rabbi Kivega quotes over here from the Minchas Yaakov, that's the commentary on the bottom of the Torah Skatos, written by the Chok Yankiv. All the Svarim that he wrote, his name was Yankiv, obviously. And all the Svarim that he wrote, he put his name into the sefer. He has a commentary on the Ein Yankov that's called Iyun Yaakov. He owns every Agadate and Ein Yankov. He tries to kvetch some halacha over there. He tries to explain. He never gives al derech Kabbalah or drush. Everything is only halacha by him in the Iyun Yaakov in his commentary. So he has a sefer on the Toras Chatas. Toras Chatas by the Ramo that the Shach quotes on every page. So Rabbi Kivega quotes on Sif Zayin when Shulchan Aruch says you have a spek speker here. Rabbi Kivega quotes V'minchas Yaakov Masik. The B'chol Sofik Mitztarfim Das Rabbein Atam that Linas Laila makes him Dais Atam Lugam. And you consider it a spek speker. If you have another Sofik here, what's the other Sofik here? The Sofik of the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTais, is Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumos by a Talmud of the Ramban, that the whole Choshen Mishpat, the whole Hilchos Torah, everything of Choshen Mishpat is based on the Sefer HaTrumos. That's a Sfardish Rishon. But this is the Sefer HaTruma, it's like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that was written by one of the Baal HaTais. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote every so often from the Sefer HaTruma. So this was his Chiddush, that if you have a Trefer pot and you didn't use it for 24 hours, then you cook kosher food in the pot, so the kosher food is kosher, it's nice and tam levgam, it doesn't make trade. But what happens if in the course of the 24 hours chimim b'mayim, you cooked some water, then the water became trade because it's within ben yom, so the water became trade, so you spilled out the water, and then I cooked some kosher food in the pot within 24 hours of the chimim hamayim, but after 24 hours since the bishul ha'isr, what's the din in such a case? So the Sefer HaTruma said the Chiddush that the chimim b'mayim start the clock of 24 hours, starts all over again. What is it based on? So that was a big machloikas in the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaba with the Ramah are both assuming that it's based on Chanan, Chaticha Nasis Nevel. So the Mechaba holds like the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rov Rishonim, we only say Chaticha Nasis Nevel v'basa b'cholov. So the whole din doesn't exist. If I cook the treifas in a pot, then chimim b'mayim. So you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevel. Bishari Sur. The Mechabi can only accept the Chiddush of the Sefer HaTruma even as a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, what we should hold like that. So he only accepts this Chiddush in the case of Chimam Bamayim of Basa B'cholav. What happened? I cooked Basa B'cholav together, or I cooked B'zach HaZeh Toch Meisleis. So that becomes Basa B'cholav. And then soon after that, let's say 10 hours after that, chimim b'mayim. So the Mechaber and the Ramah both hold that this is considered chaticha nas nevel of basa b'cholov. That's how the Bir Agor writes in Chav Gimel. That's how the Shach writes in Yud Ches. Mechaber and the Ramah both hold this is called chanan the basa b'cholov. So over here, the basa b'cholov became treif either because I cooked them together, because I cooked basa b'cholov b'zach hazeh toch meisleis. That's how the Mechaber writes. Either because basa b'cholov and his bashal ba biyachad or b'zach hazeh, okay, so it makes it basa b'cholov. And then if chimim b'mayim, so I'll say chaticha nasis nevela, and the water is chayzev and nivla back into the pot. So since I say chaticha nas nevela on the water is chayzev back. So until 24 hours after chimim hamayim, it'll still be considered nasin tam l'shvach. That's what the Mechaber and the Ramah understood by this Sefer HaTruma. The Shach disagrees on two accounts. First of all, he disagrees. He says, basa b'cholov into water is chanan v'shari sur. That's not called basa b'cholov. The chanan that everybody agrees to, chaticha nas mele deraisa, not everybody agrees, machleg zatanoi. But the chanan that we pasken that in Shulchan Aruch, he say chanan v'basa b'cholov, that's basa into cholov, cholov into basa. But basa b'cholav into chala, basa b'cholav into mayim, that's like chanan b'shari surim. So that's one hasoga that he has on the mechaber and on the Ramah. He disagrees with both. They both assume over here. Mikol makom, that's the second half of the shach and sivkot niyut ches. After the period, he writes v'dok and then he has a period and then he writes mikol makom deikra din. The Rav is the Ramah, the Kedera, Shabulumi Basa B'cholav, Amin Chanan, when you cook water in the pot, Ein Moed Elohim, this is Chanan B'shari Surim, this is not Chanan B'Basa B'cholav. The Ramah holds, he say Chanan B'shari Surim also, but he holds that's only with the Rabbanah. and by lach balach b'chanan b'shari zimun, there's room to be mekel behefsid merube. Chanan b'basa b'chalav is their isa. We assume that is their isa, and you would go the chumra over there, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's lach balach or tam b'gush. Chanan their isa always applies. So that's one hasaga that the shach has. And then the shach has another hasaga. He explained it earlier. He reviews it again over here that chimim b'mayim. The clock starts all over again. He says they missed the boat. He said that's not what the Sefer HaTruma meant. He never said that it's based on Chanan and Chaticha Nas Nevela. It's a different word. If the Tam Ha'isa sits in the Charsus Hakdeira the 24 hours straight, so then it becomes nice and Tam Levgam. Because the Charsus Hakdeira, the metallic flavor of the pot, is going to affect it. It's going to make it nice and Tam Levgam. Masheni Ken, if it sits in the pot for 12 hours, and then chimim b'mayim, and then it goes back in. So it had a break. It was breathing. It took a shower. It took a bath in between. The tam went into the water, and then it went back in. So it sat in the charsus hakdera for 12 hours. Then there was a pause, and then it sat another 12 hours. 12 hours and 12 hours, not the same as 24 hours. The shas is the chumra of the sefer HaTruma that he's mistopic to say that maybe he starts the clock all over again. The chumra only applies. The chumra is not based on chanan bish. Not based at all. It's based on a different word that the tam habalur bigdeir only becomes nice and tam levgam if it sits straight, 24 hours straight. Like we have a kavish kamevushal is like that. Kavish kamevushal is only if it's sitting for 24 hours. There are three different opinions. Kavish kamevushal, 12 hours, 24 hours, 72 hours. We pass them 24 hours. You Torah like Kuliyom of the Chelva, 24 hours we paskin. And the 24 hours has to be that it's sitting there the whole time. Let's say if you have a situation where you have a Dova Gush and you have a liquid and the liquid is sitting there and the liquid is going out, is being pumped out and pumped back in and pumped out and pumped out. The whole time the Dova Gush is sitting in the liquid. But it's not Keseder, the same liquid. It keeps on changing the liquid. So that the Darkei Tshuva says that you don't apply Kavish Kemavushal in such a situation. So just like Kavish Kemavushal only applies if it's the same liquid sitting there for 24 hours, here also, this word of Nois and Tam Levgam only applies if the Trefa Bliya sits in the Charsus Hakdera for 24 hours straight. So the Shach is not happy with the whole presentation here in Siv Zayin. But I'll call upon him, the Shulchan Aruch claims that this is considered a Sfek Sfek. What's a Sfek Sfek? Linas Laila is a suffix. So I'm going to be showing him hope for that Linas Laila. So the Mechaber considers that a suffix. And then the Chimim Bamayim is also a suffix. So if you have both together, you have a Sfek Sfek. Does it make a difference which happened first? Whether you had the Bishol Bamayim preceded the Linas Laila, or the Linas Laila preceded the Bishol Bamayim? So the Shach and Yud Ches quotes a machlekes between the Torah's Chatos and the Beis Yosef. So he says, the look mashukasa be Torah's Chatos. He says Torah's Chatos misquoted somebody. Who did he misquote? The Sefer HaTruma, the Beis Yosef. Look mashukasa be Torah's Chatos al Shmo, quoting the Beis Yosef, that it doesn't make a difference. The Beinishtag there laylachas kain machim and Beinishtag laylachas achrachim yesh lakulis makay gavna. He says the Taras Chatas quotes that from the Beis Yosef. It's not an accurate quotation. But if you did the Chimam Hamayim prior to the Linas Laila, Shenase Ben Yomo. I'm not sure what it says there. He says, then you don't have a Sfek Sfek. Why not? What's the difference what you did first? It's very unclear. He doesn't explain. So remember, it was very humorous. We were learning this in Yerideya, and Rav Soloveitchik gave up. It was at the end of the year. He couldn't figure out. He gave up. He said, does not. So he comes back the next day. He says, last night he was up all night, and he looked in the back, and he looked in the Prima Gadim, and he found the Prima Gadim has pshat. So he tells where to look. He thought everybody in the back is called the Prima Gadim. So he was in the Chavis Das. He didn't know there's a Chavis Das and there's a Prima Gadim and there's a different one. So he looked in the Prima Gadim. So he said over the Chavis Das on this. Chavis Das runs as follows. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Beitzah, where the Gemara says that a Beitzah Shenol the Beyontif, many Amoraim, the Gemara has four different explanations in the Amoraim. Why the Bisil Alasa? The Shammai hold its mutter. Beitzu Shanal Beyantav is mutter. Bisil hold the Beitzu Shanal Beyantav is asa. My time is the Bisil. So the Gemara comes out, many opinions hold that it's only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, if it's only with the Rabbanon, if you have a Sufik Beitzu Shanal Beyantav, you should say Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. How come it says in the Brisa Sveiko Asura? So the Gemara says it's a Dovish Eshma Matirin. The Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula doesn't apply to Dovish Eshma Matirin. You can wait till after Yantav, wait till after Abdallah, no problem. Sorry? That's the law. The original din of Davish Eshel Matirin is if you have a Beit Shenol Debiyon Tavishin Esarva Bacheirois, so there's no Bittul. Davish Eshel Matirin Afil Bialof Leibatul. Then the Gemara Shtels Tzu, the Gemara extends it. Just like, so too, just like there's a din, the Davish Eshel Matirin Afil Bialof Leibatul, you're not Mekel with Bittul, so too you're not Mekel to say Sveka Drabon Lekul. Fine. That's the Gemara Gimel on the base and Dalit on the Dalit. So Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis has a famous kasha. The Brisa says, it's a Tosefta. The Brisa says, Beitzah Shenolda Biyantif. The Mishnah says, Beitzah Shenolda Biyantif Asura. It doesn't give the reason why, because the Machlek is Bisham and Bisil. The Brisa says, Beitzah Shenolda Biyantif Asura, like Bisil. Then it says, Sveiku Asura. Then it says, Afilin Nisarva Bacherais, Kulam Asura. So Tosfos thought initially, Sveiku Asura. Okay, Sofik Davish Eshmat, Sofik the Rabban Lechurma, but Davish Eshmat here. Afil in the Sarva Bacheris goes on Sveiko Asura. If you have a Sofik, Beitzah Shenol the Beyantav, Sofik Beitzah Shenol the Beyarev Yantav, then the Sarva Bacheris is still going to be Asura. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, shouldn't that be considered a Sveik Sveike? I have an egg. I'm not sure whether this is the egg. Let's say I have 10 eggs over here. There was one egg that was questionable, whether it was Nolda Biyantav and Nolda Biyarev Yantav, and that one egg got mixed in with another 9 eggs. So I pick one egg. Now I want to eat one egg. I'm not interested in eating all the 10 eggs on Yantav. I want to eat one egg. So I pick out that one egg. I'm not sure whether this is the egg that got mixed in with the other 9, or this is one of the 9 eggs. One of the 9 eggs is no shayla in the first place. I feel him think Salima that this is the egg that fell in, the one egg that fell in itself was a Sufik. No, Sufik, no, the Yontif Sufik, the heir of Yontif. Shouldn't that constitute a Svek Svek? Shouldn't you say the Svek Svek of Lakula? That's Tyson's Kasha and Gimel Amud Beis. So this leads some Rishonim to come up with a Chiddush. That just like Sufik, the Rabbanon Lakula doesn't apply, but Dovish Yesh Matirin, so too Svek Svek of Lakula. We have a rule, Svek, Sofik deraisa lechumra, but Svek, Sveka deraisa lekula. And if you only have an Isa derabbanon, then Sveka derabbanon lekula. So Sveka derabbanon lekula doesn't apply to Dovish Yesh Matirin. So group of Rishonim are of the opinion that Svek, Sveka lekula deraisa doesn't apply either to a Dovish Yesh Matirin. Okay, that's one opinion. Most of the Rishonim disagree. They say it's not true. Svek, Sveka lekula is a better heter than Sveka derabbanon lekula. Obviously it's a better heter because a Svek Svek is mutter even on a deraisa. Obviously it's a better heter, but they hold that it's a better heter than to get to this din. Yeah, that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Svek Svek Lakula, where do they have that din? Somewhere over there. Used to be there. I think so. Used to be there. What's the din of Svek Sveka Bedovish Yeshul Matirin? Don't remember. Maybe it's in Pisco Chuva. Huh? Kufyu, it's Simon Kufyu, but the Shad is where is it? It's Nisarad and Simon Kufyu. Okay, we gotta look. We'll have to fish around there. So that's the Beferish and Machlekes and Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rishonim asked the Kasha on Gimel Amud Beis. Sif Ches. Thank you. Yesh Omrim Sifchetz, good. Yesh Om Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirin, Ein Lahatim Mikach Sek Sek, Vitov Lahachmer, Lo Letzorach Meachan Sheyesh Lahetu Belafok. He's saying it's a Machlokes Arishayin. Okay. The Rambam quotes the Machlokes. So here, the Tosfos in asking the Kasha, and many Rishayin, they work on the Kasha, they're all assuming that Sfek Sveke Lohokil would even apply to Dovah Sheyesh Matirin. And some Rishonim say, no, that's exactly the teretz of the Tosfos Kasha, that Sfek Sveke Lohokil doesn't apply to Dovah Sheyesh Matirin. Okay. So Shaila, how are we supposed to understand the heter of Sfek Sveke? Okay. So on this famous Kasha that Tosfos asks, it says Sveko Asura, the way they the simple reading of the Brisa. Sveka Asura have a beta which is Sofik Nolda Vyantav, Sofik Nolda Vyantav, Erev Yantav. Vim Nisarva Bela Kulam Asuras, even that Sveka, the Sofik beta Shinasarva Bacheras, is still Asur, is not a Svek Sveka. So Samishanim answered that Svek Sveka Lohakal doesn't apply to Dovashesh Lamatiran. Fine. Tosis says a different answer, that you're supposed to have a big period in between, a big semicolon. Sveka Asura, semicolon, period. Then it says Nasar Balakul Masus doesn't go on Sveik, it goes on Vado. Enachinam, if you have a Sufik Baitsa Shinolda Biyantav, Sufik Baitsa Shinolda Biyarv Yantav in the Sarva Bacheras, it'll be a Sveik Sveik, it will be Mutter. It's a misreading of the Brisa, that's what Tosfos answers. That's Nasarva Bacheras doesn't go on Sveik, it goes on Vado. Shine. And the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif gives a different answer. And the Ravid's answer is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the next Sif. There in Siman Kuf Yud you have all the dinam of Svek Sveke. So the Mechaber and Siftes. Mechaber and Siftes quotes the answer of the Ravid. Sofik Trefish in his Sarva Bacheras, Kulam Asur, Sachiye Behete Gadel Bat Liser, Mhum Dwar Mamas Bat Mishkemish, Sofik Harishan of the Gufoy, Ein Lahatir Mi Svek Sveke. That's what the Ravid called Sofik Echad the Gufoy. The Sofik Echad b'Tarubis. Svek Sveke appears in the Gemara in different places. In the Sugya, in Zvochim, Dafayin Dalet, Svek Sveke appears by Shtei Tarubis. I have a Tabasha Lava Dezora, for some reason or another, is not bottled. That's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Why it's not bottled is relevant. Maybe we'll get to that. We'll learn it. We may have discussed it again. Part of it. I think we may have discussed it again. So the Gemara assumes that a Tabasha Lava Dezora is not bottled. So that only I'll be pashed only a chumah midirabbanan. I'll be pashed this minatar. It is bottom. That's what Rab Chalap Zichron Lavracha, Rabbi Zvul Chalap's father, has in his sefer Amaseches Avodah Zarah. The grandfather died over a Daf Yomi, I think, when the Daf Yomi was learning Avodah Zarah. So the grandfather died over an open Gemara. So Rabbi Yechiel Michal Chalap wrote, I think, two or three svarim just on that one Daf in Avodah Zarah that his father was learning the day that he died. And he discusses all inyanim, very lamdish and safe, he discusses all inyanim and anything that's related to it. And anything that's related to it. Very fascinating. So he raises a possibility in reading a Rambam that maybe Avodah Zarah is b'mashu who is a din deraisa. But the pashtus is that it's only a din midirabbanan. The Rambam quotes the pasuk, Yidbat b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim. And he got it from the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. Mishnah in the middle of Masechah Shabbos says, when you do hoitso on Shabbos, when you carry on Shabbos, so the thing that you carry has to have a kashir. If it's a piece of wood, it has to have one shear. A piece of metal, if it's a piece of paper, if it's a piece of plastic, if it's Michael Adam, if it's Michael Behemoth, depending what it is. So you have 2.5 prokim that give you all the different shiurim. How big in volume, how big in size does the item have to be that you're carrying that you should be in violation of the Isser of Hoitzoh on Shabbos? What's the shear? So the Mishnah says, what if a guy has Avodah Zarah in the house and he throws it out in the garbage? He doesn't want to have Lo Savi Seibel Beisecha. You're not permitted to allow Avodah Zarah to remain in the house. You have to throw it out. So he takes the Avodah Zarah, throws it in the garbage. So how big does the Avodah Zarah have to be that he throws it in the garbage? So one Tana says in the Mishnah, that's a Malach Hashem Tzvicha LeGufa. You're throwing something in the garbage, you're not chayim. That's how we pass it. Malach Hashem Tzvicha LeGufa. There's no Issa Derais, it's only the Rabban. The other Tana disagrees and holds, no, Malach Hashem Tzvicha LeGufa. The Rambam holds, Malach Hashem Tzvicha LeGufa is an Issa Derais. So on the assumption that you're dealing with an Issa Derais, how big does the Avodah Zarah have to be? Would you say it depends whether it's metal or wood or paper or plastic or whatever? So the Mishnah says, Me'uma, Le'yidbak biyotcha Me'uma men acherim. That original pasuk, Le'yidbak biyotcha Me'uma men acherim, is talking about there in Idachas. You're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to get hanor from any of the property that belongs to the Anshir, and Idachas, everything has to be burned. The Saraftas Hayir, you have to burn everything. And you're not allowed to take Mu'uma, anything of it. But the Tanoim and the Mishnais understand that if the property of the Irani Dachas is Asabano, so the Avodah Zarah itself is certainly Asabano. So that possibly goes on Avodah Zarah also. Self understood it goes on Avodah Zarah also. So since the Pasuk says Mu'uma, so the Mishnah says that it's Avodah Zarah is B'kol Shehu. You don't need any Shir, Kazayas, Kilkol, Kseves, Kibetza, Kigrug. There's no Shir in the Kol Shehu. So the Rambam quotes that pasuk Leigid b'kiyadchem ayum and acherem to say that Avodah Zarah is b'mashehu. B'mashehu and b'kol shehu are two different things. The Mishnah says b'kol shehu, it doesn't require a minimum size to be in violation of the Issur Haitzah because it has a hashivas. When I have a mashehu of a kol shehu of an Avodah Zarah in the house, I'm in violation of the Issur Leigid b'kiyadchem ayum and acherem. When I throw it out, so I'm yotzei d'mitzvah, I no longer have it in my house. I accomplished something on this little speck of Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah is talking Ma'uma in the sense of Kol Shehu. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk in the sense of Mashehu, that Tabashel Avodah Zarah is not bottled even in 1,000 Taboas. So we usually assume that that's a Din Midrabbanan, Chumah Midrabbanan. The way the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, it sounds perhaps as if it's a Din Derais. The Pashtus says the Rambam only meant as an Asmachta. The Pashtus says the Rambam didn't mean to say that it's a Din Derais. But that's what he talks about in his Sefer. Possibility. So the Gemara says, what if you have a tabashal avodah zarah shenisarva b'chamish tabois, and then one, so you don't know which is which, everything is awesome. And then one of those six tabois, the five and the one of the six tabois falls into another group of 10 tabois. So one namoira, one tana, one amarho, that's already a sfek sfeke. Any tabas that I'll take from the tarubis tashniya, it's a suffix whether this is the one that fell in from the tarubis arishayna or not. This is the one that fell in from the Tarubis HaRishayin. Who says that the one that fell in was the one that was us in the first place? The Gemara considers that a Sfek Sfek. That's really problematic. Is that a Sfek Sfek? Tosfos writes in Ksubas Daf Tesem and Aleph that a Sfek Sfek and Mishnei Mechod is no good. You have to have Dafka Sfek Sfek and Mishnei Shemes. This is Dachma Mishnei Mechod. I pick out Tabas from the Tarubis HaShniya, and there's one suffix. Is this the Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah? Is it not the Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah? What do you say? Is this the tabas that fell in from the Tarubis HaRishayin or not? And even if it's the one that fell in, maybe the one that fell in was not the one that was us in the first place. It boils down to one shame echot, one suffix. Is this tabas that I'm taking? Is this the tabashal Isra or tabashal Hatha? So it's very difficult. So the Pashtus and the whole Gemara there in Zvachim is that it has nothing to do with what we know as fake fake and no similarity living or dead. The Gemara just means a different word. The old din tabashal avodah zarah is not bottle, is only midirabbanan. However you slice it, what do you say? Like the Rambam because of chumrat avodah zarah, or you say like Tosfos because a tabas is a davish of a minyan. In the jewelry stores, they don't sell a pound of rings; they sell each ring independently. They sell each ring separately, so that's a davish of a minyan, like bottle. So whatever it is, whether it's davish of a minyan or mishum chumrat avodah zarah, it's only midirabbanan that it's not bottle. The Gemara says the Chumr the Rabbanim is only introduced on the Tarubis HaRishayna. Once you're holding by Tarubis HaShniya, so they would have a Machmer the Rabbanim, so then it is bottle. That's the Pashtus. So that's one sugya for Svek Sveke. So the Pashtus is that the terminology used there, the Gemara calls it Svek Sveke, is not the same as what we call Svek Sveke. Where do we know about Svek Sveke? We know from Ksubas, Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says a man marries a girl, and then they're together, and he thinks that she's a Pesel Pasuach Matzasi. She told him that she's a Psula, and she's still swearing up and down she's a Psula, and he thinks that it's not so. So it could well be he doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. Like the first time he got married, how does he know what a Pesel Pasuach is, what a Pesel Nol is? He has a bug in his head, it's Pesel Pasuach. So Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disur, even though it may well be he doesn't know what he's talking about, he says that it's Pesel Pasuach, so Shavi Anafshe. So what could it be already? So in the days of the Tanoim, the practice was they would get married, and then they would have erusin. Then they would wait a year, a half a year. They would have nisuin a long time later. So this man says pesach pasach matzasi. It could be that she was nivola during erusin. Could be she was nivola before erusin. She says she's a psula. She says she was nolai nivola. But he can't believe her. He says that it's not true. He claims that he knows what he's talking about, and it's pesach pasuach. So shavi anafshe chaticha diisur. So the Gemara says, if it would have only been chatz veke, you would have said shavi anafshe chaticha diisur. If you have a svek sveke, then there's room to be mekos. What's a svek sveke? The Gemara says it could be that she was nivola lefi dvarab, that she was a ba'ula. Could be she was nivola eina tachtav. Could be she was nivola before he made kiddushin legamre. So she's a girl who is mezana, doesn't become asura. It was nivola togosh, she can't marry a kohen. But she was nivola to whatever, he's not a kohen, so what's the shaila? And even if she was nivola tachtav during the year of Erisin, it could be that she was nensa. She screams the whole story is a lie, she was never nivola, period. But he says, I can't believe her, I know it's not true. Shavyam nafshechaticha disur. So the Gemara says over there, that's a svek svek. So that's assumed to be the mocker of the whole institution of svek svek, really rests on that Gemara. Rests on that Gemara. The Rashbon, the Torah Sabbath quotes, the Ria Zokin, Bala Taisa said, there's a din of svek svek, but there is a lekula, that's simikul fyud. Svek svek a lekula is based on that Gemara. The Ra'on, the Berak Abayis, denies the whole thing. He says, the Gemara never said it. He said that's only a chumer mederabbanan because the woman really has a cheskes heter lekuhune, she has a cheskes heter labayla, she's really muteris, and the whole thing is a chumer mederabbanan. They were only machmer when you have one suffix. When you have more than one suffix, then they weren't machmer mederabbanan. But he says if you have a real sveka deraisa without a chazak alahakil, then the ra'or is of the opinion that svek sveka, kol sveka shantiyoch laharbis, is still going to be yosef. So the ra'or crosses out the whole simin kufyut. It doesn't exist. There's no din of the beginning of Simen Kufyud. Okay, but it doesn't hold from the whole institution. It's not Gerus, the whole institution of Svek Sveka. The Gemara in Zvachim Dafayin Dala by Tabasha Lavei Dezor, that's a din mid the Rabbanon. That's not really Svek Sveka. They were only Machma on a Tabasha Lavei Dezor. It's not Batul, only Tarubis and Rishayna. Tarubis Shnei, they were never Machma. That's a din. And this the Gemara in Ksubas also a din mid the Rabbanon. It's only so far they were Machma. And past this, they were machma, and they bechlal, there is no din of svek svek alok. We don't accept that ra'o. We assume, like the Rashba is quoting from the Riyah Zok and Balatez, there is an institution of svek svek. So the Ravid is quoted here, lahaloche, in Simen Kuf Yud Siftes, even though we do accept the principle that there is svek svek alok, but a suffik echa beguf, a suffik echa betarub is, let's say they shechted a behemah, and it's a suffik b'meil, a suffik treif on the behemah. And then the behemoth was Nisarva Bacheras. The behemoth was Nisarva Bacheras. So I have a svek sveke. I don't know whether this behemoth that I want to eat the flesh of, I don't know if this is the one that was the suffix, and even a suffix in Tarubis, suffix in identity, is this the questionable one? And even if it is the questionable one, but it's not about Doyes, that it's in a veil or a trefer. This comes up all the time in the slaughterhouse. All the time. Soloveitchik said if it doesn't come up, it's a siman that everything is treif. If this shayla doesn't come up, because they don't check the knife every single time they shecht a chicken, every time they shecht the behemoth. They shecht, let's say, 10 chickens in a row, and then they check the knife at the end. So if they find a pegima on the knife, a pegima on the knife makes an avela. If you shecht with a sak and sheesh bo pegima, it makes an avela. But if you shecht 10 chickens, you don't know when was it Nifkema? Was it Nifkema before the first one, before the second, before the third one? You don't know when. So you have a suffix nevela. You have a suffix nevela. Or a lot of times you'll have the shecht the chickens or the shecht, let's say, the behemoths. And then they discover later on that one of them has a trephis. They check inside, one of them has a trephis. And it turns out that the one that has, they already cut up the parts. And then they discover one of them has a trefus and already got mixed in with another 10 behemoths. So you often have a sofek echad biguf, a sofek echad bitarubis. You often have this kind of a svek sveka. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rebbe that doesn't qualify as a svek sveka. The question is why not? What's wrong? The Rebbe says the answer to Tesis Kasha and Basis, Gimel and Basis, the sofek echad biguf, sofek echad bitarubis is no good. Why not? So the shach there, if you take a look in Simen Kuf Yud, Sivkot and Samach Gimel, the shach there has all the dine svek sveka. And he goes with Oisius, Aleph Beis Gimel, he keeps on going till Sivkot and Samach Dalet. It is very long way to go. He has 36 paragraphs. Within Sivkot and Samach Gimel, he has Lamed Vav Oisius, 36 paragraphs. Each one is another klal and klal is svek sveka. So in Samach Gimel, Sivkotten Samach Gimel Ois Aleph, in the first Sivkotten, he has a machlokes between the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef. Darkei Moshe is the Ramah and the Beis Yosef. what's the reason we adopt this Ravid, the Safik Echad B'Gubah Safik Echad B'Tarubas doesn't constitute a Sfeik Sfeika? Question is, why not? So the Beis Yosef says the reason why is because Lo Noldu Shtei HaSfeikas B'Vasachas. Because first I had a Beitza Safik and Olda B'Yontav Safik and Olda B'Erev Yontav. So I'm staring at the Beitza. And we say, hey, I don't know when the hen laid the egg. Did it lay the egg on Erev Yontav, on Yontav? So we said, you're not allowed to touch that egg. It could be that it's Muktzah. It could be it was Nolda Miyontav Muktzah. Don't touch it, leave it where it is. Then we come back a couple of hours later, and we see another 9 eggs there. So all of a sudden, the one egg became 10 eggs. So obviously, somebody mixed in other eggs. The other eggs were Nolda Miyarev Yontav. The hen only laid this one egg. We're not sure whether it's Nolda before Yontav or on Yontav. And then someone by mistake put another 9 eggs over here. So now we have a Sofik Echad B'Guf, a Sofik Echad B'Tarubah. So the Ravid says that's not a valid Sfeik Sfeika. So the Beis Yosef says the reason why it's not a valid Sfeik Sfeika is because Sofik the Rabbanah L'Chumra B'Dov Sheish L'Matirin, we're not Matirin a Sofik Nolda B'Yontav, Sofik Nolda B'Yarev Yontav. So since if Nolda Shteh Sfeika is B'Zach Hazeh, first the first Sofik was Noila, then we Paskin L'Chumra. Because either a deraisa suffik deraisa lechumer, or it's a double sheish lematirin even with the rabbanon, it's a double sheish lematirin lechumer. So once you paskin lechumer on the first suffik, what does it help that 5 hours later another suffik is noilad? And now it all of a sudden became a sfek sfek. But the first suffik was already always get paskin gevar lechumer, so you can no longer be mitzarefit to constitute a sfek sfek. What if it would have been nolder shteh sfekas bevasachas? Then the Beis Yosef says you would be makel even in the Safik Echad B'Guf, Safik Echad B'Tarubas. And the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe and the Torah Schatas disagrees with the Beis Yosef. And he said that's not the reason for the Ravid. The reason for the Ravid is that the two Sveikas are not similar to each other. They're not Rav Soloveitchik Zloshma, the incommensurate Sveikas. It's not in the same realm. One is a suffix if it's a trefa, and one is a suffix because of identification. Is this the one that has the suffix or not? So since it's in two different realms, they're not similar to each other. Even if it would be noldush de'asfekas b'vasachas, the Ravid holds that it's not, the Ramah understood in the Ravid that it's not mitztarif to constitute a sfek sfek. As I mentioned, Rav Soloveitchik said this shaila comes up very often in the slaughterhouse. He claimed that any slaughterhouse where they claim that it doesn't come up is bevado, is that they're telling a lie and you can't rely on their hashgach. So he said that he has a family tradition to be maker like the Beis Yosef on this. That if you have shtei asfekas were nolda bevasachas, even though usually the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, the Sfardim follow the Beis Yosef, the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, he says he has a family tradition that you can follow the Beis Yosef to be maker over here by Sofik Echad B'Guf and Sofik Echad B'Tarubas. To be mekel if it would have been noldu shtei sfekas b'vasachas. So getting back over here, the end of Kuf Gimel, the Chabad Das wants to explain why does the Beis Yosef distinguish whether the Linus Alayla preceded the Chimim Bamayim, or the Chimim Bamayim preceded the Linus Alayla. Why should it make a difference? The Torah Schatas, the Ramah, misquoted the Beis Yosef is saying it does make a difference. Whichever came first, what's the difference? Bottom line, you have a sfek sfeika. Is one suffix whether linas laila is pergemis? That's one side lahakam. Maybe linas laila is enough to be considered as nam legam. And then the whole story with the chimim b'mayim, are not so convinced that chimim b'mayim should start the clock ticking all over again. So that's a sfek sfeika. So there are more rights, and Torah Schad does make a difference which one happened first. And the Shach says leisa. The Ramah was misquoting the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef said, "Beferish, only in one direction, not in the other direction. Why should it make a difference?" So the Chabad Das writes over here, "No, that's based on this idea. You have to have nolda shtei asfekas b'vasachas. If the two sfekas will be nolda b'zeh hazeh, so when the first one is noilad, it's a sofik deraisa l'chumer. Shanois gepaskan l'chachmir. Then when the second one will be noilad later on, you have no longer have the first sofik to be mitzarif. Then the second sofik was already ois gepaskan givon." So that's what the Chabad Das has a Sadakas Dika Hezber over here. So he says if the Linas Alayla occurred first, and then Chimim B'Mayim, so when you cook the Mayim, you have the Shtei HaSfekas Menolda B'Vasachas. But if it would have been Chimim B'Mayim first, and then Linas Alayla second, so he considers that Nolda Shtei HaSfekas B'Zach HaZeh. that itself is not so smooth. Why is that noldu? Why is in one case it's considered noldu b'basach, the other case not? Kozman yidim duchim im amayim. If the linas laila follows the chim im amayim, if bishlu b'amayim, so you already have the suffix now, does it start the clock all over again? So since the Sefer HaTrum raised the possibility that it does, we have to go l'chumra already. So then if the lina slide is going to follow, the first suffix with the bishul b'mayim, chimim b'mayim, can no longer be mitzarf to constitute a svek, because we already paskan l'hachmar on that. But if it would have been first lina slayla and then chimim b'mayim, so then at the time you do the chimim b'mayim, so no dos der svek is b'vasachas. Why is that no dos b'vasachas? When you had the lina slayla, it was already a suffix. Why does it say Linus Laila alone? There's no Linus also. Why not? Linus alive is a suffix. Am I allowed to cook kosher food in the pot or not? I'm not sure exactly why he thinks that. But that's what he writes. That's how he interprets this Beis Yosef. Why the Beis Yosef distinguishes? There's only if Linus Laila preceded the Chimim Amayim. So before the Chimim Amayim, there's no Linus suffix. Before the Chimam Amayim is not Leidus Asaf. So if the Leidus Laila preceded the Chimam Amayim, then you have the Shtei Sveikus on all the Bevasachas. But if you have Chimam Amayim first, and then the Leidus Laila second, so that's considered Nol the Shtei Sveikus Bezachazah. I don't exactly understand why. I just remember Rav Soloveitchik got very excited when he saw that Chavizda. Oh, now he understands. I don't see why is it one case. Both cases, the Lo Nol the Bevasachas. I don't see why one is Nol de Bevasach, one is Nol de Bezachazeh.
It could be that we really just don't care about the topic of Linus Laila until someone does something.
Isn't it a suffix on the pot? On the level of the rice, isn't it a suffix? Lo asa der l'kadera basiyayim. See, after Linus Laila, have a sveik of the rice, am I allowed to cook kosher food in the pot? Menatari, there is no gzeirene ben yomo to ben yomo. Once you have lina slayla, I already have a suffix. Am I allowed to cook kosher food in the pot? With the rabbanon, you're not allowed to. But minatara, there's room to be mistopic. I don't know. Yesterday, I think I left out the shachs of cut and test. I don't remember. The Ramo had a case in Sif Beis. You cook the nisr in a soup, and it's nice and tam levgam, so the soup is kosher. Okay, makes it a little bit off flavor, so the soup is kosher. But the Ramo recommends it's a smart idea to kosher the pot. Eat the soup and enjoy it gizuntahe, but make sure you kosher the pot. How can you tell him to kosher the pot? If he eats the soup is kosher. Why does he have to kosher the pot? We're concerned he may cook another soup afterwards. And the Isser, which was nice and tam levgam in the first soup, maybe nice and tam neshvach in the second soup. Fine. So the shaila is, let's say some of that original soup. I cook kosher soup with a little trefa flavoring mixed in, and the trefa flavoring was pogam and miktsas. And it took away from the delicious flavor of the soup. It still tastes good, but it tasted better without the Isser. So that's nice and hamlagam, so you're allowed to eat it. So let's say a spoonful of this soup falls into another pot. And the isa will be nice and tam neshvach in the other pot. Will you need shishim keneged, the whole spoonful of soup? Or is it enough if you just have shishim keneged, the isa? Because the isa is what's nice and tam, is what's going to be nice and tam neshvach in the second soup. So the shach makes a deal, shach sukkot and test makes a deal. That you don't say over here chaticha nasus nevela that you should require shishim keneged the whole spoonful of soup, because the whole soup was kosher halacha lemaaseh. You were allowed to eat that soup. The only time you say chaticha atzma nasus nevela we require shishim keneged the whole taruvis, that's if that taruvis may not be eaten. You're not allowed to eat that taruvis. So I say not only do you need shishim keneged the proportion of iser she nisared by. You need shishin, can I get the whole carrier of the yisa? But that's only by medvam amurim. If the carrier of the yisa may not be eaten because it has a taruvus that's treif, and it's nesin tam neshvach. But if in that thing, it's nice and tamal of gam. So that you're allowed to eat the way it is. So then you don't eat shish and connected the whole thing. That's the shachin test. I will then sell shish and connected call up below of bigdeir. Came show you pogum la nas nevela. Kidiliel. That's what it says earlier. Same thing, let's say chametz koidem ha-pesach. Chametz koidem ha-pesach, let's say you poured a little bit of chametz, chametz dike flavoring, let's say, chametz dike vinegar or something, into some soup. So it's chametz dike. It's nice and tam. You can taste it. It's chametz dike. And then a spoonful of this soup is mixed into another soup. You have shishim keneged, the proportion of vinegar that you have in the spoon, but you don't have shishim against the whole spoon. But it happened to be koidem ha-pesach. Koidem ha-pesach. So what's the din of such a? So koidem ha-pesach, everything is kosher. The only shaila is, am I allowed to eat the second soup on Pesach? So you don't say chaticha nasis nebele to require shishim keneged the whole carrier. Koidem ha-pesach, everything may be eaten. So whatever the thing, bottom line, the thing is mutter, it's going to pose a problem later somehow. But now, as it stands right now, it's mutter. That you don't say chaticha atzman nas nebele to require bittel, sheer bittel keneged the whole thing.
Would that be even according
to the Ramban? That even if you hold like the Ramban for sure holds like the Rabbein Ephraim. All the Rishonim hold like the Rabbein Ephraim. Hardly anybody agrees with the Rabbein Tam. The Ramban is machmon that you say chaticha nas nebele b'shar yisrim. That's against Rov HaRishonim. The Ramban doesn't hold Chanan b'shar yisurim, but even if we would hold Chanan b'shar yisurim, and even if we would hold, even if one is machma like the Ramban, which we are machma like the Ramban, that it's chametz shmayolov, but this you can't say Chanan koidem ha-pesach. Chanan koidem ha-pesach is impossible, because right now, bottom line, you're allowed to eat the whole thing. So how can you require shishin keneged the whole thing? You only require shishin keneged the chelak ha'isa shebo, like over here the shach and sivkotin test.
What's the sort of the shach?
He says the whole din of Chanan that everybody agrees that you say Chatir Chanan Zel Bas B'Cholav is the Cholav into Bas into Cholav creating Bas B'Cholav. When you're talking about Bas B'Cholav, I cook Bas B'Cholav in a pot and then I cook kosher soup in the pot, so the time of the Bas B'Cholav goes into the kosher soup. So what's the Shaila now? And now some of this soup falls into new soup. Do you need shishin keneged the whole spoon of soup, or is enough with shishin? So he says, that's chanan b'shari surim. That's not chanan b'basa b'chalim. Chanan b'basa b'chalim means heta nepach li asisir ayidei bishul basa b'chalim. The cooking the basa in the chalim together makes it into, creates basa b'chalim. But basa b'chalim into soup is like chazer into soup, same as anything else. So just like the mechaba holds that you don't say chanan b'shari surim. I already created the Yisr Basa B'Cholav.
Okay, but in the mind, in the soup you created
I'm not creating, the soup doesn't nepach li as Basa B'Cholav. I'm not allowed to eat the soup because it has Basa B'Cholav shenisaribo. So that's the same as Chaza shenisaribo, that the Mechaba doesn't hold from Chanan B'Shari soup. So why does it make a difference if Basa B'Cholav got mixed in or Chaza Shmalz got mixed in? The only time the Mechaba agrees, the only time the Mechaba has to say this, but the Shach gives him overhead. The only time the Mechaba should have agreed is basa into cholav, cholav into basa. So the whole thing becomes a chepta of basa b'cholav. But basa b'cholav into soup, the soup can't become, it's vegetable soup. How can the soup become heta nepach liyasisa? It remains heta. It's just a question of calculating the shishim. So it's the same as shari soup. Shouldn't be worse just because it's basa b'cholav into soup. Same as chazer into soup. So this shach test, that's also an important shach. The Shach says that you don't say chaticha nas nevele if the thing is mutter right now. Yeah. Then we had in Sifhei, the Mechaba quoted two opinions. Yeah, this is Rashi in different Mesichtas, as he's two opinions. Gemara says, Kedera Sheina Basyam is nas in Tamla Vagam. What does it mean? So the first opinion in Mechaba is, if the Kedera is rechutza, mudachas, it was washed off. So you're only talking about the Blias Iser and the Dovne Hagdeira and the Charsis Hagdeira. So if it sits there for 24 hours, it becomes nice and halagam. What if you have a little bit on the surface? A tiny, if you have a person leaves over half a bowl of soup, so the soup becomes nice and halagam. Even if you leave it out of the refrigerator for 24 hours, it doesn't become nice and tam l'gam. The soup is still going to be edible. It doesn't become nice and tam l'gam. You have to leave it out of the refrigerator for a long, long time that it should become nice and tam l'gam. So that is not machlekes if you leave over half a bowl of soup that has a little treifus in it. But we're talking over here, you have a slight layer on the surface of the kli. I didn't wash it off after I finished eating all the soup in the bowl. So I didn't rinse out the bowl, and I have slight layer of treifus on the surface. So there were two opinions in Rashi and Tosfos. They pilpul back and forth. Maybe just like the tam habalua becharsis hakdera becomes nice and tam levgam after 24 hours, maybe the slight stuff on the surface also becomes nice and tam levgam. So these were 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and we are not mekel on that. It's a difficult call. We are not mekel. So the Shach in Tezayin quotes a whopper of Chumra from the Yamshel Shloima. Yamshel Shloima wants to say that we are machmir, that if you have the slight bien on the surface, the bien doesn't become doesn't tam levgam, and because the bien is sitting on the surface, it prevents the balua from becoming doesn't tam levgam. Woo! So the Shach said he doesn't see it. Dein dvar of nir. He said, where did he come up with such an einfall that even the balua doesn't become doesn't tam levgam? Why? The balua is sitting in the charsis hakderet. That does become nice and tall again. The bien on the surface does become. The bien is going to prevent the balua. So he says he doesn't think the marshal is that. So wild chum. Is a dovuk. Is a dovuk is a different thing. Is a dovuk is a different thing. No, not dovuk. The Ramah came up with a din of Dovah. He said Dovah. Because we say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, so let's say you have a piece of meat, they never remove the chela from the meat. So the piece of meat has chela. So if I cook, the Shulchan Aruch has the whole story. I cook the piece of meat with the chela in a big pot with a lot of other pieces of meat. So the din is if you have shishim and all of the meat and the liquid and the soup, everything all together is mitzaref. You have shishim against the piece of chela. So everything will be mutter, the chela will be asa. You have to cut off the chela, and it doesn't make sense. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't take out the piece. I recognize in the middle of the cooking process, I made a mistake. I left the piece of meat with the chela on. I forgot. So I'll take a fork, and I'll take a kosher fork, and I'll stick. I'm going to take a tray of fork and stick it in. So I'm going to be causing a tray of liya to go into the whole pot of kosher soup. So don't use your brain. Don't use a tray for fork, use a kosher fork. But if you're going to use a kosher fork, you're going to stick it into the piece of meat, it's going to take it out. So in the piece of meat, you're not going to have shishim. The piece of meat is burning hot. You're not going to have shishim in the piece of meat against the chela. You only have shishim in all the meat, with all the liquid, everything all together, you have shishim against a little bit of chela. So the Shulchan Aruch says, use your brains. Don't use a tray for fork to take it out. You're going to make all the pot. You're going to pose a new problem. The tray for blia from the fork is going to be mispashed now. And even if the fork is ain't a ben yom, it's a gzer ain't a ben yom, vata ben yom, so you shouldn't do that. And even if you know that you have shishim, that's aim of vata nisim lachatchil, you shouldn't do that, okay? Nor should you take it out with a kosher fork. If I take it out with a kosher fork, you're going to be standing there like this. So the chelev is going to give in a sinas tam, it's burning hot, it's going to give in a sinas tam into the flesh, and now you don't have shishim. You only have shishim when everything is all submerged under the roitiv, so everything is mitzdarf together because the tam is mizbalbal all over the place. Once you're holding it with a fork, teignish. So then the Ramah has a chumrah So what should you do? So says Shulchan Aruch, turn off the fire, wait till everything cools down. After it's cooled down, so then it's not going to give any. If you'll take it out, it's not going to make anything treif because it's no longer a sech. There's no bliya b'tzayna. So then you take out the piece that has the chelav on. So the Ramah has a chumrah that we have to be concerned of the possibility that maybe this piece of meat with the chelev attached to it, isadovik, maybe the piece of meat with the chelev attached to it was sitting separately. Let's say all the pieces of meat are piled up in the pot. So maybe this is sitting on top of the pile, on top of the reitiv. So maybe the chelev gave a tam into this possibility, gave a tam into this piece of meat. And then we say Hanan Bishari Surim, so you need, it's not enough shishin keneged the chelev. You need shishin keneged the whole chaticha that's attached to the chelev, because maybe for a few seconds it was sitting separately in the pot. So that's the Yisad Dovah. that's the Ramah has an Issa Dovah. Yeah, I don't think this is not an issue of Dovah. This is not a problem of Dovah. Fiskin Shuvah says what?
It's not an issue of Dovah.
On this, okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's possible, Marshall, as far as that the when you're dancing on the surface, that the never stays in the press there for 24 hours because it's always diffusing in and out. If you have the band sitting there, then it's constantly rotating between the two.
Why should it be so? If it's hot.
If it's just constantly going back and forth, it's never sitting.
Why should it be going back and forth? I don't think so. If everything is cold, I finished eating the soup. Had trefa soup. Goy had trefa soup. Fine. Finish eating the soup, and then there's a little bit of a tiny layer of soup here and there on the surface of the bowl. Everything is cold by now, so there's no bliya at all. I mean, there was a bliya when I poured the trefa soup in, so a bliya was nibla into the bowl, but there's no bliya moving back and forth now. Now everything lechera is tzaynim. Everything is tzaynim now. Yeah, I think we once spoke, here we ought to discuss again the topic. In Maseches Brachas, the Gemara deals with the Brachas, okay? So the Gemara has a discussion, what's the din? A woman is cooking soup, and she wants the chef in the kitchen wants to, they don't remember if they put in pepper, salt, they don't remember what they put in, what they didn't put in. So they want to taste it and spit it out. They don't want to swallow. They just want to taste it to see whether it has the right flavor or not. So the Gemara has a discussion whether matemes requires a bracha or not. And also whether matemes is mutter anatainis. First on his yard side or whatever, a chosin, getting married, so the minig is a kabal tainis the day before, the mincha before, and you fast. So the shad is a person took a neder to hireni b'tainis lamocha, tainis yochid. Should I say achilas shtiyah kabbalah alay teim aloy kabbalah alay? That's not included in the kabbalah satainis. So should I say no? Maybe teim is also included. So Gemara says no. Gemara is yud dalad and aleph. Gemara is toyim vein bekach klum. There's no problem. You don't have to say a bracha. Matemis doesn't need a bracha. If toyim upoylate, that's a taisus line. The Rambam has a different shot. Rambam says he's swallowing it and he's swallowing less than a kazai. It's a whole different shita. But taisus lines, the whole Gemara goes toyim upoylate. They're going to spit it out. So no birchas hanenin is needed for tasting, and we assume since it's a tainus yochid, he was mekabel. So the loshon agmar is meduyak. Achil shtiyah kabel alei. The kabbalas neder atainus only includes achil shtiyah. In teim aloi kabel alei, he never accepted that. So from the loshon agmar, Tosis writes high lishne mashma. That's on yudal and aleph and brachas. Tosis dimamaschol oydil mahanoa kabel alei. So Tosis writes high lishne mashma. The mayor betainus yochid she kibel olam. The tiniest haksuvim in Tanakh, in Zechariah, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash there with the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, so they sent the Shiloh to the Nevi'im in the Beis Hamikdash, Chagas Chai Malachi, that we still have to fast on Tisha B'Av or not. Now that we have a Beis Hamikdash, maybe we don't have to fast. Should I still cry on Tisha B'Av like we were crying the last 70 years? So the Navi lists off the tiniest aksuvim. The Navi lists off Shivasa Batamas, Tisha Bava, Sarah Batavis, Sam Gedalia, all the Dalatanesim that have to do with the Chubin Baris Rishon I mentioned there. So Tesis says the only time Matemis is Mutter, the only time Tim is Mutter is on a tiniest Yochid. On a tiniest Sibur, you can't say Achilish Tir Kabbalah, Tim Aloy Kabbalah. It doesn't depend on your Kabbalah. So Tim is us. So based on that Gemara, we assume that Tim is Usr on Macholas Asuras. Let's say there's some non kosher food. I'm not interested in eating it. I just want to taste it and spit it out. What do I want to taste it for? I'm a chef in a restaurant. And I cook chaza. So if I cook basa b'cholov, so there's an issa to cook, if it's basa b'cholov, there's an issa to cook basa b'cholov even if it's not going to be eaten by a Jew. Forget about lifnei if you're going to serve it to a non-Jew. I'm the chef in the army, and they tell me to cook basa b'cholov. So if it's chicken and butter, that's only basa b'cholov, so we pass them as muta levashel. If it's basa b'cholov derais, there's an isid bishul, there's an isid to be salaried. You're getting hanoi. You're not allowed to get salaried to be the truck driver to deliver it. You're not allowed to get salaried. If it's basa b'cholov derais, you're not allowed to. So let's say I'm a chef in a restaurant. Everything is chaz, everything is trefas. No basa b'cholov. There's no basa b'cholov. And I don't remember if I put in flavoring or not. It's not a smart thing to be a chef and a tray for a restaurant. He made by mistake forget to eat some of the stuff. Okay. It's not so easy to get a job. So Blaise Berry, he's a chef and a tray for a restaurant. So is he allowed to taste the tray for soup in order just to see? He's going to taste it and spit it out in order to see if it has the right flavor or not. So in the middle of Hilchas Treifas, there's a simon, mem beis, simon about Treifas Hamora. The covet is the liver and the mora is the gall. So if you have an animal that doesn't have a gall, so it's a treifa. Or what if it has two galls? The Mechaber writes Siv Dalet. What if an insu shtei moras? It's also treifa because yeso kenotel domi. Whenever you have an extra organ that doesn't belong there, it's considered as if nutle, as if the other organ would be missing. So if you have an animal that doesn't have a gall, so it's a treifa. Have an animal two galls is a treifa. What if I have an animal, I don't find a gall, but it's possible that there was a mora, there was a gall, it's right next to the liver, and it could be that it disintegrated and it got absorbed into the liver. So the Gemara says, lick the liver and see if you taste the bitter. The gall is very bitter, the bile that comes out from the gall, whatever you call it, so it's very bitter. So if it tastes bitter, so be odur that there was a gall and it disintegrated, so the animal is not a treif. So the Shach pounces on the Gemara. The Shach pounces on the Shulchan Aruch. Sikot and Dalet. Simen, Mem, Beis, have gotten Dalet in the Shach. The Avagav, the Kaimelam, the Kamaduchti. It says all over the place. Where does it say all over the place? Kamaduchti. Where does it say all over? It doesn't say anywhere. So they tell you the place where it says is the Taz and the Simen Tzadik Ches. The Taz says in one place, the Taz. No, but it's based on this Gemara in Brochas on Daf Yudal and Manav. The Gemara says Matemis is only mutter. Matemis doesn't need a brocha, okay? And Matemis is only mutter on a tiny siyachet because Achilish Tiyu Kabbal al Tima loy Kabbal alay. But on a tiny Saksuvim, Taisus says Tima is also. Even Tima Poilet is also. So you see that Tima is also whenever there's something that you real Iser Achila, the Tima is also. So that's what the Shach says. Everybody knows it's also. He says all over the place, which it doesn't. Also, let him dvar ma'achal leidam yeshbo dovor dvar iser. Yeah, my high time because of a marshal. Marshal says I bought the meat from the butcher. Sometimes the butcher salts the meat, and sometimes the butcher doesn't salt the meat. And I don't know whether he salted the meat or not. I don't have a telephone. He doesn't have a telephone. So, are you allowed to lick the piece of meat to see whether it has the flavor of, if he can taste the flavor of the salt? The adur that the butcher salted it. So he says you're not allowed to because maybe the meat was not salted and you're licking the dam from the surface of the meat. Mehai time because mashak tishkoin imbosam and atabacham any adur im maluachu im lab. Also litim bo bilashon. You're not allowed to lick it with your tongue. Umadiyo habach disim itzarik vav. So how can you lick over here the covet to see if it has a bit of flavor? And if it has a bit of flavor, then you know biyodua that it had a mora and the mora disintegrated, maybe it won't be bitter. And maybe there never was a mora. Maybe this animal is a treifa and you're licking a treifa. You're not allowed to lick. Not only are you not allowed to eat a treifa, you're not allowed to lick either. So the Shach answers, this is such a far-fetched thing. An animal is born without a gall. How many times does it happen? Once out of 1,000 times. It's such an abnormal thing. The ruba is a milsa de la shechi at all. That there shouldn't be an animal should be born without a gall. The gall was cut out while the animal was alive. How often does it happen? 1 out of 10,000 is going to happen. But since it's such a milsa de la shchicha, and the regilus sushin ivlubim kaima v'karva davish yitam tam amara, the odds are 1,000 to 1 that it's going to turn out that it's kosher. So he says, so therefore it's okay. But if you have a case where you don't have, it's not so clear like that. Even to be toyim and poilate is also awesome. So that's the discussion that the Pischei Tshuva raises here on this Shach, a mem beis of Katan Dalet, when the Shach writes, Avraham Kamla Mekama Duchti. Yeah, where's the Kama Duchti? So here the Gilya Masho over there. Shlomo Eger says, look in the Taz Tzadik Ches of Katan Beis. So that's closer to home base. The Taz and Tzadik Ches of Katan Beis. Just as the din and the gemara, we have that gemara. The gemara says you rely on timas kfeila. You give it to a nochri, and yes, the nochri to taste it. So the Taz says, what do you have to give timas kfeila? Ask a nochri. let Yisrael lick it with his tongue. And he'll tell you what whether it has a tam or not. So one could have answered, you can't really tell unless you really chew it and eat it and swallow it. Maybe just licking with the tongue is not enough. Over there in Siman Mem Beis, licking with the tongue is enough because we're trying to ascertain, was there a mora that disintegrated? So if you're going to lick the kaved, you're going to have a tam meriris over there. But over here, you want to know whether it has a tamnisus, and maybe licking with the tongue, sticking a tongue out is not enough. Maybe you can only really tell if you chew it and you swallow. So it's not really such a strong kasha. Why do you have to rely on Timas Kfela? Let the Jew lick it with his tongue, and he won't swallow, so there's no problem. So the Taz raises the question. He says, the answer is because you're not allowed to be toyim isur. Midirabbana, it's not an isur deraisa. The isur deraisa is not to eat it. Midirabbana, we're machma, that te'ima is not allowed. So there's a Pischei Tshuva at the beginning of Tzadik Ches, the first Pischei Tshuva. See? And he refers you to the Shach with the Mara, Shach and Siman Mendes. And he points out the whole topic we're discussing is only with the Rabbanah. So he discusses the following Shaila. All the toothpaste in the world, I think, has glycerin in it, trefa glycerin. And all the mouthwash also has trefa glycerin in it. But the trefa glycerin is less than 50%. The whole thing is nice and tam levgam. So let's say I have macholos asuris and nifsal machilo. Nifsal machilo sodom. So we had a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rosh, and the second parak in Pesachim. Is there an isa the Rabbana to eat it? The Prima Garden quoted the Minchas Kain who threw in a new fangled thing is about the shaktsim to eat something that's this machilo. It's a different story. But the Ramban and the Rosh had a machlekes. Forget about Baltashakta. They have a machlekes. Is an Nisir macholas asuris min Rabban min Atarit muta. The Beilish anyway like Eretz muta. Ramban holds muta min Atar muta min Rabbanon. They never made any chumer with the Rabban. And Yerba Day, the second chel, beginning of the second chel, Yerba Day, we have adopted the chumer of the Rosh that made the Rabbanon. It's also because of Achshave. Yeah. So here the shaila is Achshave haste. I sit and I eat some tray for food. I have a tray for salami that was sitting out of the refrigerator for 2 months and it's absolutely spoiled and rotten, and if anybody eats it, you're going to get a bellyache. If a dog eats it, he won't get sick, okay, but if a human being eats it, he's going to get a bellyache. So the guy sits and he eats it and he gets the bellyache. So is there an Issa de Rabbanan or not? So we're machmel like the Rosh, there's an Issa Rabbanan Achshave. He sits and he eats it, he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned it's still Roy Lachilosar. Yeah, this is Lachar, you can argue this is only by Midvar. Remember, the guy's going to sit and eat him. Well, he's going to lick it and then he's going to rinse out his mouth. You're going to say that te'ime is also achshave. The pashtus is that te'ime is nishken achshave. So that's over here. That's the pashtus over here. Let's say you have the toothpaste or you have the mouthwash. The pashtus is the toothpaste is nifsa machila sodom. No. Some children they eat toothpaste. But I think it depends on another benini, an average intelligent adult. It doesn't depend on a little child. Like we were discussing yesterday, the baby formula. Or let's say mouthwash. Mouthwash is nifsa machila sodom. Mouthwash al pipash nifsa machila sodom. So you're not dealing with an isa deraisa. The worst it could be is if you lead it, so maybe the Rosh will say that it's an isa in the Rabbanim because of achshave. Maybe yeah, maybe no. That's questionable. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes the Achrayim. A few Achrayim say that the chumras are rush, that you say achshave, you're not allowed to eat the Rabbanon. That's only if you're eating the thing when it's bien. But if you're eating it with taruvis, the iser, that's nifsa machilus adam, is less than 50%. And you're eating a whole michael that has a whole concoction of different things, then maybe achshave doesn't even apply in such a case. So I feel in Naniach that achshave does apply, that you're not allowed to sit and eat tray for toothpaste, you're not allowed to drink mouthwash. The pashtus says that's if you want to eat it or drink it. Then there's room to begin to discuss a chumra of the rosh of achshave. The guy's going to brush his teeth, he's going to spit out all the toothpaste. He's going to gargle his mouth, and he's going to spit out all of their mouthwash. So what are you going to say? That te'ima is asur macholas asur. Te'ima is asur if the thing is really asur. Here it's really mutter. It's nifs machilos adam. It's mutter. The only thing is achshave. So how can you say achshave on te'ima? So that's what the Pischei Tshuva and the last line he quotes in the Rabbi Behuda. The Siman Tzadik Ches at Katna Aleph. There was machlekes between the Nari Behuda and the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. There was a Lubavitcher Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, that was someone else. He's talking about the non-Lubavitcher. There was a different Tzemach Tzedek before the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the Tzemach Tzedek was mekel about something. So there was machlokes between the son of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Nadi Behuda, what the Tzemach Tzedek meant to say. So the Nadi Behuda says that the son misunderstood his father. That what the Tzemach Tzedek only meant to say was lehiter, Tzemach Tzedek lehiter elef te'ima b'loshon, that to taste and to spit out ta'im apoylate, to taste and to spit out. He's talking about soap, mouthwash, toothpaste, this kind of stuff. Boris is soap. To taste and to spit out like that. So the whole Isser was only Akshavei in the first place. So there is no Akshavei, just the toyim beloshen, and then to rinse off the mouth. That's not considered Akshavei. So that's an important Pesach Tshuva. I think I've seen Pesach Frank also has a Tshuva about mouthwash, about the rinsing with mouthwash that has a treif ingredient. That I seem to remember. I think he says like the Nadi Behuda also. That the whole Isser is only Akshavei. All Isser is based on the Rosh Akshavei. Akshavei is only if you sit and you eat it. So you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, subjectively, you hold that it's Roy Lachim. But if you tie him a poilet, you just lick it on your tongue, it's not just to say any Akshavei. So that's a topic that comes up every so often.
Not Shari Surim Darban, only knows it down
the that's what he holds, right, yeah. Right. By Shari Surim Darban, it's the son of the Tzemach Tzedek understood. But the reason why the father was mata, because te'ima is only a chumra midirabbanon, you're not swallowing, so it will be a gzera l'gzera. If you lost a te'ima and an isa derabbanon, and the whole isa of the rush is only midirabbanon. To eat, if the guy's going to eat the toothpaste, it's only the rabbanon to begin with, and te'ima is only the rabbanon to begin with, so that's a gzera l'gzera, you have no right. So the Rebbe said, that's not a gzera l'gzera, that's a trade derabbanon. The only time the Tzemach Tzedek was mata was te'ima b'loshayim. And something that nifsa machila, so dal chumas of Rosh is based on Akshavei. So Tima, there is no Akshavei. Akshavei is only if you sit and you eat it, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's Roy Lachidei. Never meant, that's what the Nadi Behuda time is. Tzemach Tzedek never meant. He said the son misunderstood. Tzemach Tzedek never meant to say that it's a gzera l'gzera.
Even without Tima, isn't Akshavei something about food? I mean, here we're talking about something that you, even if you swallow the toothpaste, aren't we talking about the Rosh talks about something which is Akshavei, which is Michael.
I mean, even if one holds, even if you hold like the Rosh, this is not a Michael at all. Why? Because it's mixed in with other stuff.
You're not using it for
Achila.
Even if you swallow it by mistake, you're not using it for
the
purpose of
Achila,
you're using it for
cleaning. But it started off, the glycerin started off as tray for food. And then I mixed it in with other ingredients. So you say the whole chumra of the Rosh Achshavei is only if it's bien. If the Yisr is bien, if it's Alidei Taruvis, it doesn't apply. That's what Rav Chaim Moshe quotes then. There is no Achshavei whenever it's Alidei Taruvis. And even if you'll assume that it is, shouldn't pose a problem. Years ago, the Shad is on Yom Kippur. Halacha Maaseh, let's say that people have to take medication on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos and Yom Tov unless you're Chol Shein B'Sakana or worse. You're allowed to take medication. Sometimes you have to take a pill and you have to swallow it with a liquid. So you're not allowed to swallow any liquid on Yom Kippur. What do you do? So the Rabbanim used to say, let him swallow with a little mouthwash. If you drink a whole bottle of mouthwash, you're going to get sick. If you drink a tiny little bit of mouthwash, you're not going to get sick. So the thing is, nifsa ma'achilo, the whole Yisrael is only because the Achshavei here tonight. There's no Achshavei over here. There's no Akshavei here. The guy wants to swallow a pill. He's not interested in drinking. He's not drinking a whole cup of mouthwash. He's just drinking a little bit of mouthwash in order to swallow the pill. So the Pashas here, there shouldn't be any Akshavei either. So that's what the Rabbanim used to say. When one has to take a pill on a Yom Kippur, so swallow it, and you need a liquid, you can't swallow it without. So take a little mouthwash. It's Nifsa Machila, sure. There wouldn't be any Akshavei there.
No Akshavei, so then you know, it's not even... Just cleaning your mouth, huh?
What do you mean?
It's just like the team, I'm not swallowing it, so that's not actually.
Mm-hmm.
So just if I want to have good breath on Yom Kippur.
What about clearing your mouth? Yeah, the pashta should be mutter. Pashta should be mutter. Well, we say that te'ima is also on the tiniest haksum is only te'ima on water. But if the thing is this, machila should be mutter. Rabbi Shimon Ida quotes a chumer from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that rechitzas haguf is us, and not only the outside of the goof, he says to clean out the inside of the mouth is also rechitza. Then I thought, got to think about that one. Is it really so? Maybe. It says a tainis yochid, so to ima is mutter even in water. To rinse your mouth with water is mutter. You're going to spit out the water. On the tainis on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, to ima is also. You're not allowed to rinse your mouth with water. What about Aser B'Tavis in some Gedalia and Shivasa B'Tamas? So that's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. What's the machlokes? So there is a machlokes in Mechaber and Ramah. The Gemara says that the other Tainesim, Aser B'Tavis, Shivasa B'Tamas, some Gedalia, strictly speaking, the Divrei Kabbalah is Ratz Mesan, Ratz Mesan. It's optional. If you want to, you fist. If you don't want to, you don't have to fist. So the Rishonim quotes from the Halachas Gedalia is Krash Al Yualai Chayvon. So there's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, how do I understand Krash Av Yualai Chayv? So the Mechaber writes that the minig by the Sfardim used to be, I don't know if anybody still does it, the minig used to be that just like the Shabbos before Bahab, the Gabbai made, the Chazan makes a Mishaberach, and everybody, whoever will first Bahab should be blessed, and everybody says Amen. So some people say Amen, I want a vest. Amen is a Kabbalah's Tainus. Other people say Amen, a blessing on their heads, let them fast, because then hey, they don't have a mind, they are meant to be Mekabal times. So the meaning is that you make a Mishaberach before Bahab, those want to fast say Amen, and the Amen is the Kabbalah Satanis. Bahabah says the same is true regarding Shabbos B'Tamas, Asar B'Tabas, Sam Gedalia, you make a Hachraz and Shul, and that's what it means, Kvash Yavi Walai Chayva. The meaning is that the Chazan says the Mishaberach, and everybody says Amen. So it's a Kabbalah Satanis. So the Mechabel Shitasa holds that the obligation, it's no longer Ratz Masan, Ratz Masan, because everybody said Amen, they were Mechabel Tainis. So it's a Kabbalah Satanis. It's on a Tainis that you were Mechabel, so Te'ima is Mutta. So Mechabel writes that you're allowed to rinse your mouth on Shabbos Abitam, Sam Gedalia, and Asar Abitavis. The Ramah said that's not what it means, Krash Abiyu Alai Chayvo. The Ramah says Krash Abiyu Alai Chayvo means Itam minig yemechuyif tefes. Not that the minig is that we're mekabel tainus on the Shabbos before. Yemechuyif tefes mitam minig. The minig is mechayv, not the kabbalah. So since it's not totally in the kabbalah, you can't say achilish dir kabbalah leitim alay kabbalah lei. It's not up to his kabbalah. You don't need a kabbalah. The minig is mechayv. So the Ramah l'shitasa says you don't need a kabbalah. Says that you're not allowed to do teima on Shabbos b'tamas, asar b'tevis, and some gedal yosef. But they're talking about teima in water. They're not talking teima in mouthwash. Mouthwash is nifsa ma'achila. So that's the topic of this. If kot nala from the pischid shuvat tzadik ches, if kot nala, that's the topic of te'ima. Right, the issue of rechitza is only on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, right? That's an interesting idea that he quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Maybe that's also mitam rechitza. Okay, where do we leave off here? Okay, basically we finished Kuv Gimel. Let's see, Kuv Dalet comes up once in a while. Kuv Dalet comes up. Shailuk and Nosin Tam Legam. Okay, in Kuv Dalet, if you have a chance to, in Sivkot and Gimel in the Shach, there's a very difficult Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says there was a mouse, and the mouse was imartute imartit. The mouse was chopped up into tiny bits, and it got mixed in some kind of a kugel. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat the kugel. The Rashi says, of course you're not allowed to eat the kugel, because the shear for Iser Achila is usually kezayis, but the shear for Iser Achila by Shmona Shrotzim is less than a kezayis. It's kadasha, which is much tinier. So since you may eat a kadasha, so you're not allowed to. So the Shach and Gimel, in Kuf Dalet, Shach quotes the Ran on the Rif, on that daf, writes Tema. He quotes the Rashi and says Tema. Why does Rashi have to say you're not allowed to eat this kugel that has this chopped up slices of the mouse mixed into it, because you may eat a kadasha. Kadasha is much smaller than a kazayas. Isn't the din chatzishir zatzman atera? So what does Rashi make it mochoma because it may be a kadasha, even if it's clearly less than a kadasha? Chatzishir zatzman atera. very strong kash. And then he says, and then the Ran doesn't understand another thing. Why don't you filter out the whole Michael on Fartik? Filter it out. Whenever you can filter out the treifas, it's mutta. That's in the end of the last line in Simon Kuf Dalet in Sif Gimel. The last line is Sif Gimel. You should always use a strainer and remove the trafis. Okay, so the Shach says maskin. Whenever you can be misanen, whenever you can remove the trafis, you should remove it. The Rashi is talking about a case where it's impossible to strain it out. They made a kugel out of it. You can't strain it out. And you can't tell, you can't identify everything in the kugel. There's dark and there's brown and there's black and there's yellow and there's all kinds of colors. You can't tell what's from the mouse and what's from the other ingredients. You can't tell what's what. And it doesn't have a din of beria lebitela. It's only if it's bishlei musa. Once the thing is chopped up, it's not bishlei musa. The only thing is, why in the world did Rashi say that you may be eating kardasha? Kotzishir is asmanatur. So the Shach is kvetching on the Rashi. So he says, maybe Rashi holds that since the Shira is kardasha, yaloike, even though it's less than kardasha, so if you have a kardasha, b'mokamecha, maybe that'll have the din like a barrier. Shvera, Rashi. That's, he breaks his head. The Shach, everybody breaks the head. And that Gemara, however you learn that Gemara, imartuti imartit, that's a Gemara, not with Zarim. Problematic Gemara. Here there's a long Bir Agro of very long Bir Agro. And this Gemara, it's a Gemara, Samach Tesam and Alach, Imartuti Imartit, by the mouth. Here the Pinschi Tshuva has an interesting comment. He says that halacha, that the Shir for Sheretz is Kadasha, which is much tinier, much, much smaller than Kazayas, that's only the Shir for the Sheretz of the Shemana Shrotz, Ma'amur, and Batara. Other bugs, the Shir will be Kazayas, the Shir will not be Kadash. So this comes up once in a while. It came up. The Shaila came up. There was some caterer in New York area, I think, and they found a dead mouse was sitting in a barrel of something. And the government inspector said, "It's okay. Just throw out the mouse, and you can eat the rest of the stuff." Shaila was, "Is it nice in time of shrach and nice in time of gam?" Okay. So if the Shaila comes up, so you look it up and simon kuf down. Okay.
Don't some of the rishonim say that there's no chatzi shir like the tarubis?
Some say that Chatzishir B'Taruvus is only B'Rabbanim. Yeah. Some Rishonim say Chatzishir B'Taruvus is not B'Rais, it's only B'Rabbanim.
So here Rashi
sounds like he holds not so. Or why does Rashi say you need a Shir? Otherwise it'll be Chatzishir B'Taruvus. Could be. Could be that. That's what Rashi has up this week. Could be. Okay. Simen Kuf Hei we already discussed. Rather yesterday we discussed Simen Kuf Hei Sif Yudalit. Melech Abelua Midam. Machlek is the Rashbam there Rabbein Itam. We were just talking about that yesterday. Okay, maybe we'll leave off Kuvav. Maybe we'll leave Neda. Next week on Sunday is a normal day, no? Sunday,
yeah.
Normal working day? Okay, no holidays. So we'll start Kuvav. Kuv Zayin is a little bit relevant, okay. Kuv Zayin Siv Beis is important. Then Kuv Ches we gotta do. Kuv Tes, and then Kuv Yud. There isn't that much more. We did almost everything. Okay, good.
The next week,
when you finish the Yerudita, we'll start from Perika Raya Kesem. Just bring a Gemara.
Gemara says,
just Gemara.
If you bring a Yerudita, it'll be better. I may refer every so often to Yerudita, but we've got to be reading inside.
When you do Rechitra, it says in the Gemara that if you.
If what? If a person takes a bath, a shower,
and don't,
doesn't
shower
have a drink, a hot drink.
Shower the mouth also,
yeah.
So the Gemara says that it's like Tanu Shemedichu Mbifni Milon Bokhus. So the Gemara treats it as if. And the Rechitzel.
Part of the Rechitzel?
It's part of the Rechitzel.
Okay.
Also, about the Kale, we said that Lina Swaila. So, you might have thought Lina Swaila is every minute. In this minute, you have 12 hours. So you pass in the Safed Bukhum. Next minute, also, you have to pass in the second minute. Because everything is Lina Swaila is 12 hours. Or however Lina Swaila is.
However long that I do.
So
what opinion is Sofa Lila? Depends on Sofa Lila.
Could be it could be that every minute you're saying, was this Lina Swaila, wasn't this Lina Swaila? And when it comes to the Mayan, you already have the suffix again of the Lina Slayla. I mean, is the suffix of the Lina Slayla, is it Kipasim, or does it continue every time I have to say? Is Lina Slayla depend only on midnight, or does it depend on 12 hours? So every minute I have to pass in that this was.
No, Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote the word of Sof HaLayla. Lina Slayla means the whole night long.
The
pack was not used from before the Shkia till after Los
Hashachar. But it's not part of 12
hours. Sometimes it will be longer than 12 hours, sometimes it will be shorter than 12 hours.
But is it that period is called Lina Slayla?
No,
now that you're standing here, you're saying that this Kedera was, we have Lina Slayla.
Yeah.
So now you're passing in the Chumra because you have only one time.
She's here.
The next moment, you again have to
Then you
can
Bisholamayim.
Without the Bisholamayim. The next moment, you also have the suffix from the period that you. Even if you had Lina Slayla, the next minute you also have a Lina Slayla from the first minute. Meaning the first minute till here, you have Lina Slayla. Then you pass in the Chumra because you don't have a second suffix. Then you come here, the next minute.
The same suffix.
The same suffix, but the suffix continues, so you pass in the Chumra. Every time you pass, but when the mind comes, you also have the you still have the suffix of the Lina Slayla.
But that's something I already passed on at Lechumer.
But isn't the suffix always continues with the minutes that pass? Meaning every minute I pass in that. Every minute I pass in that this Lechumer because it started here.
What there's no longer later suffix. I'm trying to get passed. Already passed in Lechumer. There's one suffix. The Lina Slayla doesn't help.
But it doesn't continue.
We already outvoted there a minute time.
But it
is true that he has to do it. So somehow, the Chabad says that if you do the Bisholamayim after the Lina Slayla, then it's not, the latest Asafik doesn't occur until you cook the water. When you cook the water, Shnei Asfekas on all the Bevasah. But if you would have done the Chimam HaMayim prior to the Lina Slayla, you did the Chimam HaMayim, there's already a Asafik, but the Chimam HaMayim makes refreshing the Tam, and then you went to Chumra on that, so then the Lina Slayla won't be Mitztar V'Leh because you already passed Kamehameha.
Chimam HaMayim is more of a mice. You're doing a mice in the you pass in it. But Lina Slayla is a time, every single moment you have to say that they didn't have Lina Slayla, you pass in the suffix the Chumra because you didn't have another suffix.
So therefore,
when you get to the Chumra line, you still have the Lina Slayla. So you pass in Lina Slayla and that's it. Lina Slayla, it's by a time period. So every time period, every new minute, it's a new time period which was...
Why? I don't understand. Why should you say every minute is a new suffix? If the Lina Slayla, at a Lois HaShach, I have a suffix. Did it have, is the pot down less than time of God or not?
But in the next minute you don't have from a minute after it was Balua.
Didn't make anything better until 24 hours go by. 24 hours, then that's taka, that we paskin, that's Baturazvada. We don't hold from the 72 hours. You say 24 hours is nice and time ago. But if that's Lina Slayla, and it's not yet 24 hours, and that's a suffix. So another 5 minutes does make it a better suffix until you reach 24 hours.
But it's not a form of a mice, it's a form of time.
So what? But it's still a suffix. Can I cook in this pot or not? Can I cook kosher food in the pot? And I tell her, "Lo daro kadera batiyama." So I have a suffix. Gift. Lina Slayla is still batiyama. It's not yet batiyama. Means before Lo Asa Shachar. Batiyama means within 24 hours. So that's a suffix. So I go the chumra. What's the difference? Which one happens first?
Isn't that only something until the night
happens? According to the second time of this,
the
not here to blow it.
What I'm saying is that.
My Levaya, yeah.
Rabbi could speak about the second
Sabbath. Et adolik ben Mahe Levaya mehel Yisuk koyim shenifla shah. First it gets nifla into the feast that's touching it, then it spreads. That's miyad koyim shenifat Yisuk v'kdeira, yeah. So therefore, wow.
No, with the Yom Shur Shlomo, the Baliya inside. That makes sense.
That's
the
way I thought
it was. Okay, I still don't see. Why should it make it worse? Why should it preventably inside? The Paris is like then, it's attacking with the Balua in the day.
So it's not there, and that's probably
what
it
is.
I don't
think so.
We don't need to
discuss judgment.
We don't need to
discuss
judgment.
Are we chashish for the mouthwash?
Are we
chashish
for the Yom Kippur?
No, I want to say
I don't know.
I mean that they're both halal.
I don't think so. Someone told me he was once driving Rabban Lichtenstein to a store, to a drugstore. So he stopped off at a drugstore. He asked him, do you have any toothpaste that doesn't have this? Do you have any mouthwash? No. He went to another store. So the guy finally told me, they all have this. It's not like me. Toothpaste or mouthwash doesn't have this. They all have this. I thought it had to go. I don't know, Rabbi Belsky's brother gave the extra on some kind of mouthwash that didn't have any trade in it. So he claims that the mystery is mamish, not very lachina, that's okay. But the modern mouthwash with a put in a flavor, mint flavoring, that he thinks is very lachina. I don't think anybody agrees with it. He says since they put things in to make it, it shouldn't be so big.
That's what he's talking
about.
So
that's
not
called
Miss Water. One is
Miss
Water, right.
Many disagree with the Chavadah. Kids like it, but babies like formula. People don't like formula. Kids like the toothpaste.
Babies before the taste buds develop. I think little children who know how to brush their teeth probably their taste buds already good enough.
How much do you know?
I don't know.
Here.
So.
The Ramah that the Rav said that the two sekas, even in Basach, they have to be similar to each other. How does that fit into the Lamedus of Sek Seker? Whether it's the Tanah or the
Suffolk,
We're going to do after we finish computer.
Before and after. You kept saying no, we need a Shalakam. You said Shalakam. You said before and after there's not
two
things.
We did that.
No.
I think I said a synopsis of
Shalakam.
Okay. Thank you.
You know,
the Tazlin, Tazlin is the cause between licking with your tongue and putting it in your mouth and spitting it out. So that's not a good tarot?
I think they are trying to machna against that time. Sticking your tongue out is also always awesome. Unless you have the cool of the shot, that Ruben is going to turn out, the likelihood is that it's going to turn out to be kosher.
So, I understand
the time of the chavta. I just don't understand why in one way, in one direction, it's called no lishter sveikas babasa, the other way it's not no lishter sveikas babasa.
If you put the water at night, before Moral Linus Lila, so we don't look at the subject of Linus Lila until Linus Lila happens. So I know you have Asr Chalav, then you cook the water in the pot. So right now, the only subject is on the Chanan in the water. There's no subject about Linus Lila.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow morning, now we have a subject about Linus Lila.
Okay.
So that's what the Chalav says.
It's not the Rasha.
Right.
But if you have Linus Lila first, and then you have, so after the Linus Lila, you better have a subject. I'm not a cook. I'm not a cook.
I mean, you should pour the water in the water before you shall have that.